You are indeed listening to Who's Talking. This is the second half hour of tonight's show. We have to get out of here at 6:30-something for the Flying Squirrels tonight. But Hobbo, along with Frank Maloney and Michael Tusky, we've already had Frank Quayle and Dr. Jody Smith on. Then momentarily, we're going to be joined by the Sabre recruiting guru, Chris Horn, for the always important. And it's interesting, we talk about all the freshmen that are going to be playing on Saturday night. That's the fruits of Coach London's first two classes, and now Chris will be talking about the class that will be entering in 2012.
Absolutely. Well, without further ado, since I think Chris is on the line here, Chris is the Sabre recruiting analyst, covers UVA and Air Brethren in Southwest Virginia. Chris, are you there?
I'm here.
Chris, we're delighted that you could join us tonight, and there's a lot to cover, my man, a lot to cover. Let's talk about some of the big names that Virginia has gotten verbal commitments from for the suddenly swelling class of 2012.
Yeah, it swelled pretty quickly. From June until this point, Virginia has racked up 17 commitments to go for 22 in total, 22 verbal commitments for the 2012 recruiting class. Of course, they'll sign in February to make it official, but certainly some names to run down that will be of the Virginia fans' interest. We'll start. The defensive line is really where, to me, was one of the strengths of the recruiting of the past 2 years from Coach London and company, and this year was so far in the 2012 class is no different with the headliner, really, is Eli Harold out of Ocean Lakes High School. He's a defensive end. Ocean Lakes in Virginia Beach, 6'4", 220 pounds. He's going to bring that speed. He has the potential to bring that speed and the quickness off the edge. Has been timed in the 40 in the sub 4-5 seconds, so he's definitely got the speed that you're looking for and the big playability off the edge there. Michael Moore out of DeMatha Catholic. He's the son of Sean Moore. He's another defensive end that Virginia was able to secure, actually committed to Virginia over Florida. And he had offers from just like Eli Harold had offers from over 20 major FBS programs, and Michael's a guy who played on DeMatha's varsity squad as a sophomore, which for those who are not familiar with the DeMatha program, that's pretty impressive. Not too many sophomores are able to break through there, and he's a guy who 6'4", 240 pounds, has good size to him and good athletic ability. Also, I guess keeping on the defensive side of the ball, there's Quanti Moore, a linebacker out of Norfolk Christian High School in Norfolk, Virginia. He's a middle linebacker that Curtis Grant certainly was in the 2011 class, was one of the big-time defensive targets that Virginia was hoping to get. Obviously, he went to Ohio State. Quanti Moore had offers from Virginia Tech, Notre Dame, some other big-name programs, chose Virginia, and he's a guy who can plug right in at middle linebacker, and is 6'1", 240 pounds, good-looking. Still developing, obviously, as most prospects are, but a guy who with a tremendous amount of potential on offense.
Well, hold on. Before you run away from the big three there.
Yeah.
A couple things. First off, word has it that Michael Moore is growing every day. isn't it likely that he's going to ultimately end up as a defensive tackle?
That's certainly a possibility. He's being recruited initially as an end, but that's something that really wouldn't surprise me. And I think in the 2011 class, the true freshmen that are there right now, Vincent Croce came in as a defensive end and did the same thing, grew into defensive tackle, which was a spot that I kind of thought that he would perhaps move into. So it's certainly a possibility with Michael Moore, and that really just adds to his value being a guy who could play end or could perhaps move inside to tackle.
All right, and then let's talk about this whole thing with Norfolk Christian. Holy guacamole. Quante Moore commits to Virginia, but there were several other players on that team that are coming to Virginia.
Oh, right, four in total. So Quante Moore is just the first of four. He was actually the second to commit. His best friend, Will Wahey, who is a defensive back prospect, another senior committed to Virginia first, and Quante followed shortly thereafter. Then Virginia went toe-to-toe with Virginia Tech for Courtney Wynn, who's another defensive end prospect, about 6'4", pretty good size to him too as well, about 6'4", 235, 240 pounds as well, a guy that has been told he's going to stay at defensive end. unlike the possibility with Michael Moore there. But Courtney is a guy with limited football experience, but a guy that I'm really impressed with as a guy with a lot of upside potential, a guy who could really turn into something special, in my opinion, on the next level. And then Mario Nixon, who originally committed to Virginia Tech. The four of those guys are best friends, and ultimately he's decided to switch from Virginia Tech to Virginia. He's a 6'5", 210-pound wide receiver, or potential safety as well. And another guy like Courtney with limited football experience, only about a season and a half of football experience, but a guy with a lot of upside potential, had offers from, of course, Virginia, Virginia Tech, NC State, and Vanderbilt. So definitely some talented prospects coming out of Norfolk Christian, and Virginia certainly hit the lottery there.
All right, the other big theme in this of these verbal commitments has been the offensive linemen that they are recruiting. You want to knock off those four guys?
Yeah, and last year's class they had four offensive linemen. They came right back with four very solid guys in this year's class. Locally, out of Hermitage High School, Andre Miles Redmond, 6'4", 260-pound. He's going to be an interior prospect, either offensive guard or perhaps center. There is some potential as a defensive tackle, but he's being brought in initially as an offensive lineman. He also had scholarship offers from NC State and Virginia Tech. He's a guy that physically, I think, he looks very impressive. He's very athletic for his size. As I mentioned, he's going to be an interior lineman. You have Sean Carl out of New York, who's a big guy, 6'6", 295 pounds. So he's got that college size to him right now, a guy who's probably going to stick at offensive tackle. Michael Mooney, who's a more of a versatile guy out of Malvern, Pennsylvania. He's about 6'5", 265 pounds. And Michael's a guy who plays offensive tackle, and that's what he's being brought into play at Virginia, but he's a guy I believe could move inside the guard if need be. And then kind of closing out with Ryan Dowell, who plays at Fork Union. He plays for the postgraduate program under John Schumann, but he's actually classified as a senior. He's out of Canada, and certainly worked out pretty well with Austin Pastor, with Virginia going to Canada, getting an offensive lineman out of Canada. So if he can turn out that well, I'm sure Coach London will be pretty ecstatic with that. But Ryan, 6'3", 305-pound prospect, and interior lineman, offensive guard, maybe some potential at center. And then what's intriguing about him is that he also plays lacrosse, and he's a very good lacrosse player. So certainly a lacrosse player would not want coming at me if I was a lacrosse player.
Yeah,
well,
good news for Dom. You know, speaking of Frank Quayle, Frank played lacrosse and football back in the day. Not too many guys are doing that anymore. We are visiting with Chris Horn, the Sabres recruiting analyst. You're listening to Who's Talking. Chris, talk a little bit about the quarterback situation. I know they got the kid from Georgia. How good is he?
He's he had offer. If you go by offers, he had offers from Alabama, from Georgia, from several other big name programs as well. He's a 3-star prospect as rated by the National Service guys. He's got that pro style look. Sort of 6'5", 210 pounds. Has a great arm, a great looking arm, a good accuracy. Like David Wofford, he's actually going to be an early enrollee guy. So he's going to come in January and get that extra experience under his belt. So certainly he may be, depending on what happens this year, he may be a guy to watch out for next year, but a guy that really last year was his first full season playing on the varsity level and did well, but and obviously impressed some pretty impressive coaches there. So definitely a guy that the Virginia fans were excited to get, and I'm sure the Virginia staff is excited to get. And he's coming in along with a guy that I'm intrigued with is Matt Johns, who's a quarterback out of Pennsylvania, 6'4", about 200 pounds. So kind of similar height and weight there to Grayson, also a pro-style guy. He actually, his head coach, who will be a second-year head coach at Central Buck South High School in Pennsylvania, was the former offensive coordinator at Princeton, so he's kind of getting a little bit of college knowledge there to take with him to the next level. So a couple of solid-looking prospects at the quarterback position for Virginia.
Chris, we got a couple minutes left before we have to let you go, and you're a frequent guest, but they've already got 22 commitments. How many more slots do they have available, and who do you think are the prime targets for those slots?
I could see Virginia taking 2 to 3 more in this class. Originally it was supposed to be less, but this is numbers are always a fluid situation, and this year is certainly no different with Virginia. Some of the names perhaps to watch out for, I guess, keeping it in-state, you know, Virginia has some ground to make up with him, but he's a prospect that Virginia is certainly still in the running for, and that's Ken Ekanum out of Centerville High School in Northern Virginia. A very talented defensive prospect, defensive end, some potential at linebacker as well. And then you have Kanan Severin, who's a wide receiver out of Massachusetts, is considering Virginia along with Boston College and Penn State. And in my mind, I think those are really his top three schools. He made a visit to a preseason practice at Virginia and really, really enjoyed it. He's going to Boston College reportedly this weekend for an official visit, and will be at Penn State for an unofficial the following weekend. And then Chris Mangus, who's a running back out of North Carolina. Virginia's in the final two with him, along with Virginia Tech. So kind of an in-state battle outside the state, but certainly he's a 5'11", 175-pound running back with a lot of speed. And has that versatility that that Coach London seems to like in his running backs, the ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. So three names certainly to remember kind of going forward.
Chris, real quickly, much was made of Anthony Cooper's decision, the wide receiver from the Beach, who committed back in July, tying him potentially to Eli Harold as being two guys on at different schools but close friends. Mm-hmm. Was that actually the case, or was that all a bunch of hype?
No, it wasn't a package deal, but it certainly didn't hurt. Those guys definitely are close friends from my interaction with those guys and from what they've talked about with each other. And I believe Eli was telling me that Anthony sent him a text message. It was either the night before his announcement or the day of. Basically just said that, hey, well, yeah, I'll be there for you wherever you go. Just being there as a friend and support, and obviously they're going to be going to the same school now. So, but they are close. Kyle Dawkins out of Lansdowne is in that mix as well. Those guys are close as well. So it wasn't necessarily a package deal, but certainly Cooper going to Virginia, I think, certainly helped Virginia. And Cooper, he's one of my favorite players in the class. He's just one of those guys who's just a player. He makes plays no matter where you put him. Wide receiver or safety. So I think he's a guy out of Bayside where Trey Nicholson went to school and Henry Coley, Virginia kind of continuing the pipeline there.
All right, the million-dollar question there for you, Chris. How would you rate this class at this moment if they were able to sign today? Mm-hmm. How would this class compare to last year's class that was ranked by almost every other publication as being the top 25 in the nation? How would you rate this class?
Well, I know currently, as far as the national guys, Virginia is sitting in the top 25 in the ESPN.com ranking. So they are getting some national publicity there for this class. I think it's a little, you know, I think this year's group, I think last year's group, you look at the skill guys such as Darius Jennings, Dominique Terrell, Brandon Phelps, Demetrius Nicholson. Those guys really stand out. This year, I think you look at the linemen. Eli Harold, Michael Moore, I mentioned Courtney Wynn, Quanti Moore at linebacker. So it's a little bit different, and there are a few guys where, you know, really, you know, you just have to trust the evaluation of the coaches. Good players, but guys that maybe Virginia was the first to offer, like a Matt Johns. Virginia was the first to offer him, and he committed. Like a Jamal Brown, who's a wide receiver out of Hampton. Virginia was the first offer for him, and then he accepted it right away. And then Maurice Kennedy out of Verina, who's a really intriguing wide receiver, cornerback potential guy who Virginia was one of the first to offer him as well. So kind of a mix there, but I think it's, you know, what I like is what they've been able to do on the line, and I think they've added some skill guys with a lot of potential to kind of add and upgrade that speed that they started to do with last year's class.
So it looks like some thunder and some lightning that they're trying to build up on the lines and in the skill positions. Chris, we have got to let you go. We're going to go to break here and come back with the Olympic Sports Report soon. But we want to thank you for coming on and giving us an excellent rundown on what Virginia has done here in preparation for hopefully signing these kids for 2012. And you've done a great job as usual, and we look forward to bringing you back in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, we're going to head to break now, and when we come back, we'll do the Olympic Sports Report.